Part 4. The Great Train Robbery, May 1855. Chapter 42. A Remarkable Revival. Burgess, locked in the windowless luggage van, knew by now the location of the train at any moment by the sound of the track. He heard first the smooth clacking of the wheels on the well-laid rails of the yard, then later the hollow, more resonant tones as the train crossed Bermondsey on the elevated overpass for several miles, and still later a transition to a deader sound and a rougher ride, signalling the beginning of the southward run outside London and into the countryside. Burgess had no inkling of Pierce's plan, and he was astonished when the coffin bell began to ring. He attributed it to the vibration and sway of the train, but a few moments later there was a pounding, and then a muffled voice. Unable to make out the words, he approached the coffin.
"Open up, damn you!" the voice said.
"Are you alive?" Burgess asked in terms of wonderment.
"It's Ogre, you damnable flat!"
came the answer. Burgess hastily began to throw the catches off the coffin lid. Soon after, Ogre, covered in a dreadful green paste, smelling horrible but acting in a normal enough fashion, got out of the coffin and said, "I must be quick. Give me those satchels there." He pointed to the 5 leather valises stacked in the corner of the van. Burgess hurried to do so.
"But the van is locked," he said. "How will it be opened?"
"Our friend," Ogre said, "is a mountaineer." Ogre opened the safes and removed the first of the strong boxes, breaking the seal and taking out the dull gold bars of bullion, each stamped with a royal crown and the initials H and B. He replaced them with small bags of sewn shot, which he took from the valises. Burgess watched in silence. The train was now rumbling almost due south, past the Crystal Palace, towards Croydon and Red Hill. From there, it would go east to Folkestone.
"A mountaineer?" Burgess said finally.
"Yes," Ogre said. "He's coming over the tops of the train to unlock us."
"When?"
Burgess said, frowning. "After Red Hill, returning to his coach before Ashford. It's all open country there, almost no chance of being seen." Ogre did not glance up from his work.
"Red Hill to Ashford? But that's the fastest part of the run."
"Aye, I suppose," Ogre said.
"Well then," Burgess said, "your friend is mad."